USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Shouts of "Death to America" was being called out in Baghdad among thousands of mourners in a funeral procession for Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. airstrike. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he was planning a major incident.
When he landed in Baghdad, the travels before that put him in places all around the region which were aimed solely at building out what they were referring to as the big attack.
Democrats, including Virginia's Mark Warner, has questions.
There was a threat. The question that I still need to get answered is, has the administration thought through all the ramifications of their action? A better outcome would have been if the administration had briefed congressional leaders beforehand, briefed our allies beforehand.
This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Muncie, New York stabbing suspect has been indicted on 6 counts of attempted murder, plus assault and burglary. 37-year-old Grafton Thomas was charged in the rampage at the home of a Hasidic rabbi during a Hanukkah celebration. Rockland County, New York DA Thomas Walsh.
Fear has spread through our community, and we must restore peace. This is the first stop in the process.
Investigators have revised their count of victims in the December 28th attacks. One of those injured remains in critical condition. Australian bushfires have killed at least 23 people, including 2 people on Kangaroo Island off the southeast coast. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall.
There was a very serious escalation in the danger regarding this fire, with the weather conditions significantly deteriorating.
About 3,000 reservists have been called up to help firefighters in 3 Australian states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The NFL's TV viewership has made a slight comeback. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Ratings for National Football League games rising 5% in 2019, making it the most watched season since 2016, according to data from the league. More than 182 million people sampled the game during the year. Across the networks, an average of 16.7 million people were watching on linear and digital platforms. The high mark for the past decade remains the 2015 season. That's when the NFL averaged 18.7 million viewers during the regular season. But since hitting the low point in 2017, when the regular season averaged just under 15 million viewers, the NFL's audience has grown by 10%, and it's pulled even with its 2016 mark. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A U.S. company is opting to hire workers who don't use nicotine products. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
In USA News for Your Health, the new year brings new rules about vaping and e-cigarettes. The FDA says it will ban most flavors like fruity and mint, popular with underage teenagers, but will allow others to remain on the market. In a related story, U-Haul says in 21 states it will stop hiring people who use nicotine products.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.